The developer of properties impacted by the North Salt Lake landslide has responded to a lawsuit against him by making some counterclaims of his own. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
In the response filed in Second District Court, Eagle Point Development refutes several accusations made against them and claims that Kern River Gas, Eagle Ridge Tennis Club, and Paul Evans, a nearby homeowner, are to blame for the landslide. Scott Kerr is the vice president of Eagle Point Development.
We prefer not to do lawsuits. We're just trying to get the hill remediated and get everything back as stable as possible and just move on. But when you get attacked by a bunch of lawsuits, just don't lay down and say, okay, stick it to us.
One part of Eagle Point's claim is that Paul Evans contributed to the landslide by overwatering his property that sits on top of the hill. But Evans says those claims are outrageous.
They're grasping at straws. It's a distraction. I also wonder if it's part retaliation because we've been very vocal about this.
Evans says now that he's been named in a lawsuit, he's considering filing his own claims. But regardless of the numerous lawsuits, it appears that remediation of the hill will move forward. The North Salt Lake City Council is scheduled to award a bid for the work to Crackar Construction at a special meeting Friday night. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.